Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Independence Day is perhaps for some a day of mixed emotions. Probably for most people it's primarily a day of celebration, sometimes not even conscious celebration, just a day off that people enjoy getting together, just enjoy spending time with each other. But for many people, it is also a time to solemnly remember, because if there's one thing we learned in school and hopefully from our parents and others in our community, that freedom is not free. And so on a holiday like Independence Day, sometimes those two things can seem to be in contradiction with each other, joyous celebration, but also solemn remembrance of those who gave their lives or gave limbs, literally, for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. Sometimes those two opposing ideas on that one day tear our hearts in opposite directions. Sometimes we might like to forget the past, but there are always things that we need to remember from the past. For example, especially those who served in the armed forces of our country and the military, especially those who were in active duty, will remember the men and women that they served with in the armed forces. Those who have lost loved ones or whose loved ones have been severely injured or suffered other trauma certainly remember the cost of the freedoms we enjoy. Independence Day causes all of us who live in this country to stop and reflect on the blessings that God Himself has passed down to us through the generations. And sometimes we forget just how great those blessings really are. Sometimes we forget the kind of freedom that we are so blessed to enjoy in this country. The vast majority of the world's population goes without these freedoms that we enjoy. And so, Independence Day reminds us that there are great things to remember and to give thanks to God for. In Psalm 33, which we just read, the psalm writer reminds us of the many great things to be remembered by the people of God as we live out our lives in dual citizenship, both citizens of an earthly nation, but also, more importantly, citizens of God's eternal kingdom. And that's what Christians have always done. We are people of the earth, people of a certain nation on the earth, but we are also people of God. We are pilgrims on a journey through this earthly life, going towards our true eternal home of heaven. And so we must always remember that truth. In verse 12 of Psalm 33, it says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage." And this particular verse of the psalm is kind of like the hub of a wheel. It's the central thought around which all the other verses of the psalm are gathered. The key thought behind Psalm 33 has to do with God's people learning to trust in him, not to trust in their armed forces, their military, or their resources, their generals, their equipment, their national defenses, but to trust in God. It's because of this trust in the one true God of heaven and earth who has revealed himself as the Lord of all through his Son, Jesus Christ, that we can really remember with thanksgiving. Christians view Independence Day from more than one perspective. On the currency of our nation, the money that we use, we are proud to proclaim, "In God we trust." But on Independence Day, it seems that the question perhaps should be asked, do we really trust in God? Have we learned it in the past 250 years to rely on the Lord God of heaven and earth more than on ourselves, on our natural resources, on our systems, on the weakness of human beings? Have we learned anything about the limits of human brain power, the smallness of man's psyche, the minuteness of even the most brilliant people among us? Have we come to rely on advanced technology, on the wisdom of the computer and artificial intelligence? Have we learned that there is more to remember and count on than these very human things? Long ago, the writer of Psalm 33 declared, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." False gods have not gone out of style. All the false gods of our land are not dead. In fact, even our national pride, our delight in our systems of government, weak and frail though they may be, can still become false gods for us. The psalm writer puts his finger on the divine truth when he says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." This Lord is not to be confused with elected or appointed earthly leaders, victorious generals, or brilliant strategists, with economists or business leaders or political scientists, or people with any of the other gifts that God makes available to human beings. No, the Lord that we are called upon as a nation to remember and to worship and follow also is the Lord who, in the words of verse 6 of Psalm 33, created the heavens by the breath of his mouth, who gathered the waters of the sea as if he was putting them all in a bottle, who caused all the earth to stand in awe at his created majesty. This Lord is the one to remember and to follow and to worship. This Lord who is the giver of life, whose spirit breathes new spiritual life into us, whose steadfast love is revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, God's own Son. This is the Lord that we are called to worship and to follow. And so to give thanks to God day after day and year after year is to be a part of a very blessed, happy nation. On this Independence Day, there may be some among us who vividly remember reading and perhaps seeing video clips from terrible battles in the Vietnam War or later on in the Iraq Wars and the war in Afghanistan. Certainly those who served in those fields of combat remember those wars and those battles. And we need to remember. If we cannot remember our history, we are doomed to repeat it. On Independence Day, we indeed need to remember the blessings that God has given to each of us and to our nation through the lives of the men and women who have gone before us. Many of them go unremembered, and some are only vaguely considered over the many years of the span of our nation's history. It is far too easy to forget the price of freedom. There is one battle that we as a people of God gathered in his presence must never, ever forget, and that is the battle on a hill called Calvary. That battle makes a difference in all the rest of our daily battles. It makes a difference in our grief and in our joy. It makes a difference in our brightness and in our darkness. It makes a difference in our temptations and in our tears. It makes a difference in our solemn remembrance and in our joyful celebration. We need to remember that the steadfast love of God, as the psalm writer says in verse 22, is really the basis of all of our hope. Without the events of that battle of Calvary, we would not have much of any significance or power to look back to or to look forward to or to surround us day by day. But thanks be to God, His steadfast love for sinful men and women and children, young and old, of every land and every nation, is seen in the fulfillment of the promises of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus died and rose from the dead, we will live even though we die. Because Jesus lives, we need not fear death at all. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have faith that accepts that the promise that all who believe in Him as Savior will live for all eternity. This we remember on Independence Day. It is the basis of our strength and our hope for the future. The psalm writer says that the truly blessed nation is the one that knows this God, the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the prophets and the God of the apostles, the God who is revealed to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. This God, this Lord, is the one who makes a truly blessed nation, a truly blessed family, a truly blessed community, a blessed living, and even a blessed dying. Today we give thanks and praise to this one true God as we remember our own littleness in the face of His greatness. In verses 13 through 17 of Psalm 33, the psalmist says, "The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From where He sits enthroned, He looks forth on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love." The steadfast love of our Lord, seen in the fulfillment in Jesus Christ, is the greatest remembrance that we can pass on to future generations. To give this to our sons and daughters is to give them the greatest inheritance of the past. To make this the hub of our nation is to give us strength in the face of instability, hope in the face of despair, and possession of the one resource that will never end. On this Independence Day weekend, I invite you in childlike faith to look back to the victory that God's Son, the commander-in-chief of the angelic armies, the commander-in-chief of the whole church on earth and in heaven, the victory that He won on Mount Calvary, on the cross. To look back there, to live in the present, and to be confident in facing the future, this is what our God would have each one of us do on this Independence Day. To do this personally and collectively is to begin to experience what the psalm writer meant when he said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." He remembered, and we dare not forget. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.